What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Brian Skripak, BIM Technology Manager for Design Group. In this podcast, Brian discusses how they, in the past, conducted sustainable analysis on a building project, and how, today, on a major new project, they are applying sustainable analysis early and throughout the project. Brian, I understand your company has a major project coming up, a big building project coming up with a major corporation, and you're now at the stage where you want to apply sustainable analysis early in the design cycle of this project, and in fact throughout the project, and that this decision is a big change for your team from the way you used to do sustainable analysis in the past. Perhaps before you tell us about that project, describe how you would do sustainable analysis on a building project to date.
In the past, Ralph, one of the things that we had done was there was much more of a reliance on rules of thumb, historical ways that we've designed projects, things that you know about the environment and the geographic location that you're in that would get reapplied, and maybe some initial testing of things and some very specific or pointed analysis that you would do, maybe from a daylighting study, something like that. And a majority of that analysis would fall to our engineers that would come on the team, and they might not be there at the very earliest stages of design and schematic, and they might get some of this information a little bit earlier or a little bit later in the design process. But what we're seeing now through a couple projects that we did and exploring of tools like Autodesk Green Building Studio and Ecotect Analysis, that we can use the early design information to our advantage, much like we're seeing the advantages with Revit architecture of being able to gather information early and make good decisions. We now see that we can replicate that information and reuse it in these analysis tools. We had the opportunity to do a large corporate high-rise tower, build an energy model of it, of an existing building, and we saw some real advantages for how we could get that information modeled and understand the impact of the building's performance and its energy consumption over its life cycle. We're also looking at how we can do daylighting studies to reduce the overall impact of energy consumption and possibly put in daylight sensors and dim an outer bank of lights on this high-rise building. So we start to look at how we're able to manage that on existing building projects. We can now think about how we can marry all those different initiatives together at the early design stages. And as architects, we want to be able to collaborate with our engineers and make the appropriate mechanical equipment sizing decisions when we can do those as early as possible, but also be able to positively affect the building envelope. So how is the building oriented? What type of form does the building take? Is there one mass element that works and has a certain impact on its performance, and how does that relate to a different orientation? How do the windows work? How many windows do we have on one facade versus another? How do we distribute the amount of glass versus the amount of solid wall material that we have? So we can play with the design in these different iterations and get quick design feedback from tools like Green Building Studio, which will give us an overall energy consumption look. But then we can also dig deeper and analyze very specific elements of a building in a tool like Ecotect Analysis. So we can do sunshade designs or study roof overhangs and just see how the overall building impact, the interior and exterior, is actually performing over the course of a day or a year.
Brian, with all of that said, that's great. What would you say to a colleague, to another firm, that may be considering a fuller integration of sustainable analysis early in a design project and throughout a project's lifecycle? What are the tools they need to be considering? What are the practices they need to adopt? Where does building information modeling fit into this big picture? Any advice you have for your peers?
I think adopting a BIM workflow is a critical aspect to achieving this. Historically, there are a multitude of different technologies that would allow you to do these types of analysis, but one of the things that building information modeling brings is it brings that integrated workflow that you just mentioned. It allows us to design a model in a tool like Revit Architecture, which is our tool to author these building information models, but we're able to leverage its interoperability. So it's not the same workflow that we had previously where you do some drawings for one aspect, and then you redo a model or build a model for visualization, and then you redo a model for an analysis, and then you redo it somewhere else. We create that building information model in Revit, and through the interoperability of it, we can use file formats like a GBXML file that we can then upload into Green Building Studio. there we're able to run that whole building energy analysis. We can share that model with Ecotec to do more advanced daylighting analysis or a thermal analysis on the exterior envelope of the building. And if we wanted to, we could still reuse that model and that file format and other tools that are out there and available on the market. And the nice thing about building information modeling is it's driving that collaboration. It's allowing us to do something and share it in multiple locations and with multiple people. We're only having an impact from the sustainable design aspect of it. As architects, we want to look at how we can impact the building shape, form, and envelope, but we also want to share that information with our engineers. So as they become part of the team and they get on board, they can take that same GBXML file maybe that we're working with and use it to size their equipment and do their more detailed energy analysis that they're doing. And they're not having to rebuild that information. Again, we want to collaborate and share that data so everybody can use it and have everybody working from the same database of information so we're all making decisions based on the same information and we're all on the same page.
For more about Design Group, visit www.dgcolumbus.com. And for everything about the BIM Experience Award, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.